So how do you, what's been going on the last 4 weeks with you guys? I mean, the hot start, and it's kind of a crisis point for you right now?
It's crisis. I mean, we're still 5-4, and, you know, we still have, you know, our entire division ahead of us. So,
right.
An opportunity to meet every goal we want to meet. We just, we need to be more consistent. I mean, you can't play good 1 week and then get smashed the next and then, you know, come back and not react and give up. You know, our rush defense isn't what we want it to be. And, you know, I know it seems glaring, but it's just doing some little things here and there that allow things to leak out. And, you know, so we just gotta be more consistent.
What is it about facing the Detroit Lions that kind of seems to get your motor going a little bit more than maybe some other teams?
I mean, it's Detroit. It's a division rivalry, you know, and I mean, they're playing good ball. And, you know, since I've been here, every game we played against Detroit, even when they went 0-16, they were just bone-crushing, down-to-the-wire, you know, games. And so, I mean, any division game, I think you got to get up for it. There's more on the line than just any regular game. So for me, it's just that mentality that, you know, to have a chance to meet our goals, it starts with winning in our division. And, you know, obviously, our first two games have been against Detroit.
From what you've seen on film, what effect could Riley Reiff lining up as that sixth lineman have on the way you approach rushing Matthew Stafford?
I don't think it's going to, you know, change our approach any. They're doing some great things. I mean, Detroit, you guys are running the ball well right now, and we're not defending the run well right now. So I think, you know, our game plan is the same every week. We got to come in and, you know, if we can stop the run, if we can be good on first and second down, then we can, you know, force them into passing situations. And then as a defense, you can dictate what you throw at. But if you allow a team to run the ball and you get into third and fives or third and shorts, then the offense gets to dictate, you know. So it doesn't really change much. You just have to have awareness of what they can do with him in the game and you know, and go about your business. I think, you know, he has to line up at a tight end spot, a wing spot, you know. So, I mean, it's not like they can just, you know, magically appear him. I mean, he still has to line up. And you know, yet you just play it, you know, you play it as if he was the tight end. You play it as if he was the H-back or whatever, and you just have a little more awareness.
I know you guys got a pretty good rookie offensive tackle over there. What are your impressions of Reiff so far from watching him on film?
I haven't seen that much film of him. You know, obviously he's been doing some run blocking stuff with him and moving. We just watched him the run cut up today, and I think what he's done, though, is he's given them a bit of an attitude on the edge there and obviously a bigger presence, which, you know, obviously he's able to, you can actually move a little more weight that way. So, you know, obviously creating some matchup issues with him in the backfield, you know, putting him on a backer or, you know, trying to have him cut out a defensive end, you know, can be a little different the way you play it versus a tight end or a running back.
Hey, Jared, one of the consistent storylines this year has been Adrian Peterson's ability to come back from the knee injury a year ago. Are you even surprised at how quickly and how well he's been able to perform since coming back, since such a drastic surgery?
No, again, I mean, the answer's been the same over and over. I mean, Adrian's a monster. The guy has such work ethic, and, you know, he trains so hard that, you know, when he said he was going to be back, I don't think anybody doubted him. You know, we know he's always been pretty much a different he's been a quick healer since, you know, I've been from ankle sprains or things like that. But, you know, for him to come back, and I think, you know, he knows himself and he pushes himself to that point to where, you know, when he steps on that field, he's going to be nothing but confident that everything was intact just because he's trained so hard. And, you know, watching him at training camp and stuff like that, I mean, there was no doubt in our minds. And, you know, and when he's on this field, we don't expect anything but greatness from him because that's the standard he's set. So, you know, I don't think any of us were shocked, and I'm just glad that he's been able to go out there and prove to everybody, you know, who all the naysayers that, you know, he's back and he is for real.
How would you describe your matchup, your on-field relationship with Backus? Is it respectful? Is it angry, mean? How would you characterize that?
Honestly, he doesn't talk much. So I think we maybe said 3 words to each other in the last 5 years. I mean, I definitely respect the guy. I mean, the guy is, you know, what is this, 12 years in? I don't know, might even be more than that, 12 years?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think he's got one of the longest current active starting streaks. I mean, the guy has been, he's been around a long time. He's been in this league a long time. And, you know, to be, just to be that consistent year in and year out, to be reliable, to be there. And I mean, you know, it's easy, especially when Detroit hasn't had the best of seasons. You know, it's easy for a nick or something banged up, you know, to cause you to miss a game. And you know, he stuck through and he fought through. And I got nothing but respect for him.
Jared, can you explain why you've had so much success against Backus, maybe more than any other left tackle?
You know, sometimes you just match up well against people. You know, sometimes you fall into things. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, like I said, sometimes matchups just work well, and things they do works right into your wheelhouse. You know, trust me, there's been games where, you know, we've had dogfights, and you know, sometimes you're able to, you know, overcome those through second moves and stuff like that. And you know, we've had, you know, probably predominantly, minus, you know, last year, I think we've had leads in most of the games we won, so that puts a little extra stress on the offense. But I can't really put my finger on it, but sometimes things just go your way.
Jared,
go ahead.
Jared, last year you said if you had to live in Detroit, you'd drown yourself in that river. I take it you haven't bought any property here yet?
No, I haven't. You know what? I was having fun with a division rivalry. You know, obviously, I'm not a city person, period, and Detroit isn't on my high list of places to move. But, you know, hey, I love Ford, so, you know, I love American-made automobiles, so I have nothing to do with that.
But you said it was dark and gloomy and the brownstones was everywhere. I mean, is it that bad? You say you don't even come out your room.
I don't. I don't typically come out my room, period. But, you know, I mean, every time I've been to Detroit, it's either been a snowstorm or overcast. And I think this last time was the first time I saw people on the river, you know. That was a good time. It is kind of gloomy. I don't know. It just, when I go there, I'm just like, everything looks the same. And it's just, the weather's always been bad.
Do you drive a Ford?
What's
Is your truck, do you drive a Ford?
Absolutely.
There you go.
So you like the automobile, you just don't like the city.
Yeah, well, I don't think I've found one city that I really like.
Hey, how is Detroit different this time around compared to when you saw them in week four, do you think?
Much more balanced. I mean, I guess they're running the ball well. You know, and I think, you know, they were turning the ball over in the first part of the year. They haven't been really turning the ball over lately. But I think a lot of that goes to they've been able to, first of all, and their defense is playing well. You know, they've really stepped up their defensive game and does something, minus that, you know, breakout 77-yard run against Seattle. They've been playing good run defense and, you know, forcing teams to throw the ball, and obviously that works into a strength for y'all. But, again, I'd probably say offensively, just the balance and that run game really coming alive is, you know, it's probably the biggest thing that we've seen.
What happens when you see Joyke Bell hurdling guys like he did against your opponent on Jacksonville? Does that fire you up, or is that a wake-up call for the defense to not allow that to happen? The defense never looks good when that happens.
Yeah, it's hilarious when it doesn't happen to you. So. But more times than not, I don't think guys are going to hurdle in that situation. That was kind of an aggressive hurdle inside the tackle box there, but you know, I bet next time that safety's going to shoot a little higher.
No doubt.
Hey, I know you don't. I know you don't go against them, but Dominic Raiola has caught a little bit of flack from an anonymous general manager recently for his play. What do you? You know, he's another guy that's been around the league for a long time. Just your thoughts.
Again, you know, I got nothing but respect for those guys. I got respect for just about 99.9% of everybody in the league. You know. Just because I know what it is, you know, those daily grinds, and he's been doing it at a level, and he's been through the ups and downs, and I don't know who, it goes back to the anonymous statement. If you felt that strongly about it, put your name on it. If you don't, I don't even know what the statement was. You know, I have a hard time with outside people that, you know, when they don't have their hand in the dirt to criticize what we do. It's not like anybody ever goes out there intentionally not trying to play hard, intentionally not trying to win, you know. Guys in this league, you know, whether you're on an 0-16 team or 16-0 team, step on that in between those lines. You go out there and you give it all you got for your team. Sometimes it doesn't work out for you the best way, and sometimes you don't have the greatest of games. But, you know, I would challenge anybody to say it's from a lack of effort.
You mentioned 99.9%. Is Gosner still in that 0.1%?
We haven't mended fences yet.
Will you ever?
You know what? We don't hang out, so I don't see any need to it.
You mentioned the Lions' run game. How much does it help a defense when you are getting a run game like that, that's long drives and possessing the ball? How much does that help a defense?
It's huge. I mean, just the fact that you can be fresh. And, you know, it's one of those things, whenever your offense can stay on the field, it's awesome. I mean, you're eating up clock. You know, you're taking possessions away from the other team. And so, you know, having a run game, it just, you know, it makes it, it helps your defense, but it makes it tough on the opposing defense because, again, if you can't stop the run, you can't dictate the pace of what you're going to throw at that offense. You know, you can't really – it's hard to dictate coverages. It's hard to dictate blitzes. It's hard to dictate, you know, how you want to confuse the quarterback to try to create turnovers. And so that's why, you know, first and foremost, we always preach we have to stop the run.